Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I didn't tell you this before we started the show, Tim, who is not Diesel, but is here today anyway. We always start the Friday show off in honor of our name there, I have to have you yell lockdown like as loudly and angrily as you can manage it to get the show started in the right direction, and I'm trusting you with this responsibility.
Okay, I got you. Ready?
Give me all you got.
Lockdown! How's that?
Diesel, I got to tell you, look out for your job, brother. Look out for your job, big dog, because Tim's coming. What's up, America? What's up, South Carolina? Welcome in the Rob Brown Show, Friday edition. Is on your radio starting right now. Happy Friday, y'all. Good to be with you. I am Rob Brown, and Diesel's not here. My man Tim is filling in on the ones and twos today, answering your calls, chatting with you. What's up, guy? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's my first show that I've done live in quite some time.
Yeah, we did one when I was back in Pensacola still, didn't we?
Yes. This is my first time doing a show where I can see you.
Yes, it is, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad to have you anyway. My man Tim's hanging out in here. What are you doing? Why are you doing this to me, Christopher?
Hey.
You're not even getting full nickname today.
I'm taking care of my boy.
Why are you doing... You can take care of him all
my
you want.
My man has a 9-hour day today.
Yeah, yes, no, I get you. It. I get it. And I'm... Listen, good on Captain America Chris Evans down the hall... office mate extraordinaire, who just rolled up into this studio with a bag of Chick-fil-A, and what is that? Tell me, just make my day worse and tell me that's a milkshake. It is, of course it is.
It's a good old cookies and cream one too.
Your boy is in here trying to cut weight and get down to fighting weight, which is a good thing for you, Chris, because after you did that, I'm gonna want to fight you.
That's why I didn't bring you any.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for being a great terrible friend. Get out of my studio. You son of a gun, Tim. Chris just bounced up here. And that's not like a regular bag of Chick-fil-A. That's a camping trip's worth of Chick-fil-A that dude just bounced up in here with for you.
Let me tell you what he got me.
No, but I'm going to have to do it now that you said it.
Oh, good old. See, I'm going a little healthy. Going with a grilled chicken.
Okay, didn't go deep fried. Respect.
No, but then I lost it when I got the fries
and the cookies and cream milkshake.
And the cookies and cream milkshake. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And the best part is, I didn't even have to ask what flavor milkshake it was. I knew. I can sense it as soon as he set it down. You know, like when you play video games and there's that item in the room that you're supposed to get to, and they want it to kind of be a hint, but after a while it kind of starts to glow a little bit. That's what that milkshake's doing to me right now. It's just starting to glow. Just a little bit, because your boy can't have it right now.
Mm.
I think I have to fight both of you now. Like, 2-on-1 handicap match. Somebody's got to pay for this, Tim. It's just not right.
Wait. I got a 9-hour day, like Chris said, man. I got to deal with Mark Ryan later. I mean, I need all the help I can get. Come on.
You know what? I take it back. I'll let that stand. That's actually the best argument you could have made. I will let that one stand for now. Well done. Tim's in here filling in for the D-Train today. Diesel is off taking himself a day. And I was going to say working hard on getting his new house in shape. But his birthday's either yesterday or today, and I don't remember which one. I think it's today. or tomorrow, or maybe Sunday, maybe Monday. I don't know.
It's someday.
It's in this group of days, like in this block of days, and I'm a terrible friend for not knowing that. But A, happy birthday, Diesel. Probably should have told him that yesterday when he was here. But I, again, I'm a terrible friend. So happy birthday to D-Train. He is off today. I was going to say working on his home, but realistically speaking, dude just set himself up for a four-day weekend, and I'm not mad at him for it. Like it even a little bit. So good on D-Train. But good to have you in here, buddy, today. Glad to have you. Biggest sports story in your world right now. What's the thing you want to talk about the most? We'll make first segment all about Tim.
I kind of want to talk about what happened at the race this past weekend.
Yes!
A certain someone got told he was number one.
Yes! Give it to me. What do you think? So let me give you my take, and then I want you to respond to it.
Okay.
I talked about this yesterday. Kyle Busch had basically three options laid out at that point in the race with 23, 24 laps to go. Option number one was to stay in the low lane where he was and get railroaded by about 10 cars, drop back outside of the top 10, and have to race his way back up into the top 10 with 23 laps to go. Option number two was move up the track and recognize that if there wasn't enough room, he was going to hit Briscoe and move Briscoe, but he was going to be just fine, and he ends up in second. Or option number three is he moves up the track, he fits into the gap, no harm, no foul, everybody's good to go. It amazes me that on the heels of The Last Dance, when Michael Jordan basically said repeatedly, look, I'm a terrible person, but I win at all costs, and y'all like that, right? That's that's basically the attitude we all took. Kyle Busch took that attitude of, look, here's the deal. I'm going to be second or third. Regardless of what happens to Chase Briscoe, I'm going to be second or third. And he went for it. Not Chase Briscoe. That's who he got into a shootout with yesterday. With Chase Elliott. I'm going to be second or third. And he took the shot. And it blows my mind that people are mad at him when there were points on the line. What do you think?
I kind of agree. But, like, I mean, did we really get mad when Dale Earnhardt did it? Like, I mean, he's so beloved and everything. But this guy kind of does it, and it's just we don't like him. I mean, I don't really like Kyle Busch, but I don't really know enough about the guy to really kind of reiterate anything on that. But I don't know. I wasn't a fan of it. I thought I was like, at that point in the race, there was just no need for that.
So I'm going to disagree with you there. First off, the first part you're spot on about, right? People love Dale Earnhardt, and they loved Dale Earnhardt because of the fact that he wasn't called the Intimidator for fun, right? Like he'd fill up your rear window, and he would drive after you until you made a mistake. And if you made him enough of a mistake where he could put the front quarter panel on the rear one, he moved you. And it was up to you if you wanted to get out of his way, save your race car and finish, or if you wanted to battle him and take the risk that one or both was hitting a wall. It was up to you. Kyle Busch didn't have no, let me phrase that. You said there was no spot for that in that particular race. There was, because the other option was drop back to 12th, right? If you look at where he was, there was a row of 10 cars on the outside line. Kyle Busch was all by himself on the inside. The next car on the inside line was like 12th place. So Kyle's other option was stay on the inside line until you fall back to the guy in 12th who can maybe try to push you back up, or jump up into the high line and take your chances. And this is something we're going to talk about later in the show, because Chipper Jones has come out and made some comments about, fans don't want to hear MLB players complaining about how they're not making enough money, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. I got to tell you, Tim, when you're stroking seven figures on a paycheck to me, I don't give a damn what anybody outside of this building thinks about me at all. I don't care. And I know we kind of frown on athletes who take that mentality. And don't get me wrong, I am always going to be the guy. I want to help my community. I want to give back. I want to do all of that. But at the end of the day, if you're stroking me a paycheck that's got seven or eight figures on it, and then you're telling me I need to make a decision that's going to reduce it down to five or six figures, no, bro, I'm good. I'm going to do what I do. And if you don't like it, cool, right? We just spent 5 weeks celebrating Michael Jordan for that attitude. But for some reason, when a guy like Kyle Busch takes that attitude, he's the worst dude in the world, and I don't get it.
Fair enough. And to your Chipper Jones point, like I kind of have to disagree with you on that too. Like, they're making five to six figures. But you got to do what you got to do to get the game going, right? I mean, like you need to. I mean, there's plenty of people that are struggling that are furloughed right now.
Sure.
That would love a job, especially if making five, six figures.
Let me ask you a question. You've been doing this for a while, right? And we're essential employees, right? It's our job to distribute information. Yeah, exactly. Information and entertainment amongst the people. That's our job. That's why we're essential, yeah? Mm-hmm. If tomorrow the big dogs at Intercom called down and said, hey, Tim, appreciate all the hard work you're doing. We're going to need you to take a 50% pay cut, but still work full-time hours. But don't worry. It's for the betterment of the community and the entertainment of the community. How are you going to respond to that?
Not very well.
Hell no. No. Not very well, Tim. You're going to take a picture of yourself on your cell phone, giving the Chase Elliott salute, and you're going to email that JPEG right up to the Intercom bigwigs and say, take this job and shove it. I don't work here anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Why is it bad when baseball players are doing the same thing? Why is it okay for us, but not okay with them? I know that they make a lot more money. How dare we ask somebody making $5 million to take $2.5 million instead? And I know on the surface level that sounds terrible, but legitimately you're saying you should be okay with taking $2.5 million less money because I want to laugh for a little while. Nah, bro, I ain't doing it, right? And you wouldn't either, let's be honest.
That's a fair point. But, like, again, you can't just get rid of the fact that they make so much more money. I mean, what is it? You said $5 million versus $2.5
million. Right.
I mean, seriously? I mean, we got people. What is it? What was it? Bryce Harper and the guy from the Rays. I forget his name. Blake Snell, I think
Oh, yeah, Blake Snell, yeah.
Talking about how they're not going to play. And it was just like, come on. You got to work a little bit.
Look,
you can't tell me you can't just work a little bit, you know, because those guys make millions and millions of dollars. That can't be erased from the argument. Yeah, I'll get a little personal. I'm part time. I don't make a whole lot of money here. They cut in half. Well, yeah, that would be bad. But if those professional athletes that make millions of dollars get cut, they'd be okay. I wouldn't. It's a totally different aspect between average everyday American and a professional athlete that makes millions of dollars a year.
I understand the premise. I do. To the point that, you know, right, I know we have 30 million people who have been added to the unemployment list, and I know that there are millions, tens of millions more who have been asked to give up all or part of their salary, right? We need to take 10, 20, 30, which is why, I mean, look, there's companies around the country right now. I kind of laughed the other day because there was one company that sent out a company-wide email where the CEO of that company, who makes like $12 million a year, as they cut something like 7,000 jobs around the country for cost-saving measures, he's like, I'm going to take a 10% reduction in salary. Really? Really, dog? You're going to knock off, what is that, 120? I'm terrible at math. 120 G off of your salary.
I'm going to figure that out.
You're going to pull $11 million a year instead of that's really bad math. You're going to take $1.2 million mm-hmm. less out of your $12 million salary while you cut 7,000 jobs of people who are making 40 grand. Really? Right? And I understand that it is much different when you're playing with numbers that are that big. But we're also talking about, if you think about it, a career with a very, very short window of opportunity to earn that much money, right? Blake Snell probably only has, if he's lucky, 10 years to earn that kind of paycheck, right? And so it's one thing for somebody, when we're talking about everyday Americans who can do the same job until they're 65, to say, really, is $2.5 million when you're making 12 that big of a deal? Well, no, not if I can make 12 every year until I'm 65. But if I'm Blake Snell and I'm 27, and realistically speaking, most pitchers are going to hit the brakes at 31, 32, if they're above average, 34, 35, if they're dominant. Yeah, no, to me, it is a little dissatisfying for the owner. And this is the other part. People are bashing the players. People are bagging on Snell and Trout and all these other guys for saying, I want my money. Not a single person has gone after the owners and said, nah, man, like, you guys need to figure it out too, right? It's all about the players. That being said, I will take that and overarch the whole thing, Tim, and say this. If baseball doesn't get played, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. It doesn't matter if it's the owner's fault. It doesn't matter if it's the player's fault. If it isn't played because of financial differences as opposed to the Rona, baseball is going to take a kick to the groin that it, A, deserves, and B, is going to have a very difficult time recovering from. Very difficult.
100% agree with that. 100%.
All right, let's run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I've got a special guest joining us here on the program. Chris Lewis from the Greenville Triumph is going to join us to talk about what the Triumph have been doing. And more importantly, they are doing something very cool to raise money for COVID relief around the upstate area. And I'm very excited to talk to Chris about it. Chris Lewis from the Greenville Triumph when we come back. By the way, our Rob Brown Show Discord server is up right now. We are live chatting throughout the show with me and listeners from around the upstate. If you'd like to join our Discord server, it's very simple to do so. Shoot me a text to 71307 that says ESPN password. ESPN password to 71307. I will send you the link to join our Discord server and talk with us there. Stick around. It's the Rob Brown Show with Rob and Tim on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob, my man Tim, filling in for the D-Train today as Diesel's off celebrating his birthday somewhere, somehow. Now we go to the phone lines. Welcome in a special guest, gentleman who has been more than kind and gracious to me since I made my way up here to Greenville and became the newest member of Triumph Nation. He has extended me a warm welcome, and now I do the same to him here on the Rob Brown Show. Mr. Chris Lewis, the president of the Greenville Triumph, joins us here on the program. Chris, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh, just another day in this wasteland we call the United States during Corona 2020, pal.
I hear you. We were talking a little bit about a couple of my friends and I, it's like the movie Groundhog Day. Just goes over and over and over again.
I'll tell you this, Chris. I was on the Twitter the other day because in the age of the Rona, what else do we have to do besides just tweet at each other constantly? And somebody put up on Twitter, we need to all go rewatch Groundhog Day and find out what it was that Bill Murray did to break the time loop, because that might be the only key to moving forward from the Corona 2020. Another guy responded with, well, he learned how to put others first and take care of others and do the right thing. And the first guy responded with, oh, well, I guess this is just how we live now then. So, you know, faith in humanity is there, obviously.
For sure. Well, hopefully we can change that. Through the club and in working with and through our community here.
Yes, indeed. And I want to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing as a club to stay in shape and start preparing for the return of sports. But before we get there, something way more important. You guys have a very, very cool effort going on right now to raise money for COVID relief in the community called the Match to Triumph. Tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's really it's one of the cooler things that I've been involved with since we started the club. And in terms of a community impact initiative, I'd say it's the biggest thing we're doing since we launched the club and brought pro soccer to Greenville. It's a fundraising effort that we've disguised as a virtual match against COVID-19. As our owner, Joe Irwin, said, this is the most important match that Greenville Triumph may ever play. And it's rooted in, once again, we're working with great partners from United Way Greenville. And we are, it's rooted in trying to help those who need the help now to support our frontline healthcare workers and first responders and the folks who are putting themselves in harm's way and, you know, risking exposure themselves to keep the necessities going that we've had during this period of kind of Groundhog Day that we talked about. And it's basically for what is a $10 ticket, i.e. a $10 donation. You'll get a commemorative ticket to our match versus COVID-19. And the plan is to treat this as much as we can like a real match. So we're going to work to have goals scored at certain points, have great saves, have balls go off the crossbar at different points during this campaign. And then ultimately we'll wrap it up with a bit of a recap and those kinds of things June 12th. So it's about a 3-week campaign and we're looking to sell out Legacy Early College Stadium virtually. So we're looking to sell a little over 4,000 tickets, raise a little over $40,000 for United Way of Greenville's COVID-19 relief fund, and really try and make a great impact in the community.
I love it. And so the way that this program is working, and I want you to get into the details a little bit, but basically what you're doing is asking fans of the Triumph and folks around the upstate to go to GreenvilleTriumph.com, go to the virtual match page. You can purchase a virtual match ticket for $10 for a $10 donation. Talk to us about what that entails, what happens with that money, and what fans are getting out of this.
So we are our digital team, who I would argue is the best in the league, is working on crafting a virtual donor wall. So everybody who gives is going to be recognized on our site via a virtual donor wall. We are in the process of creating an actual keepsake, a virtual match ticket that if you give, you'll get. And then along the way, again, we're trying to treat this like a true match. We're trying to promote and foster and sell group sales. So you can go online and buy, you know, if you were going to go out to a regular match with 15 or 20 people, you can buy 15 or 20 tickets. That donation, obviously, times it by 10, that translates into the dollar amount. And as we hit certain milestones and score goals in this match, there's going to be other incentive prizes, you know, that people will be randomly selected to maybe get an autographed item, get a piece of merchandise. Get some food gift cards from some of our food partners and things to help with curbside pickup and those kinds of things. And again, all the money is going to then be donated once the campaign's over, the match is over, to United Way of Greenville's COVID-19 Relief Fund. And there's some great information on our site and with regard to this virtual match of the things that helps with. But rent and mortgage assistance for families who need it, restocking shelves and food pantries, expanded domestic violence shelter services, food boxes with fresh produce. There's any number of things that this United Way Fund is helping, and we're trying to join arms virtually with our fans, with the community, and raise a great amount of money for this fund and just try and make an impact and, again, help us move forward to the light at the end of the tunnel in this whole pandemic scenario.
And, of course, we'd invite everybody to help raise money for the United Way of Greenville and COVID-19 relief efforts with the Greenville Triumph by going to GreenvilleTriumph.com. You'll see the button to go to the virtual match. I've actually purchased my ticket during this interview, as a matter of fact, Chris Lewis. So spreading the word, if nothing else, you got at least one from the Rob Brown Show. So you've got this effort ongoing, and the way I read it is we're basically trying to run a blank sheet big victory over COVID-19, and we're scoring goals virtually for different milestones hit and tickets sold. There's different things happening, but it's really I'm looking at the website because I went to go donate. You guys are this is legitimately set up as a ticket selling website to make your donation through. This is really cool. It's a cool idea. It's a cool concept. And I really like this. You guys, we talked, and I know you've talked with Mark Ryan, and I've said the same thing on my show. There is no question that the Greenville Triumph might have the best branding in the entire upstate area, and this is just adding to that. So well done to y'all.
Thank you. And then again, that's a credit to, certainly the top of our organization in terms of our owners, Joe and Gretchen Irwin and their family and their background in this. And then certainly our chief brand officer, Doug Irwin, and his team with Caitlin and Marion, in terms of lifting our brand and making it what it is great. But really, I mean, I wouldn't be doing them the service if we did. I think last time I was on, we talked about the collaboration amongst the clubs in our league. And with the league office. And this is a concept, frankly, we borrowed from a team that has another tremendous brand, a club in our league in Forward Madison, out in Madison, Wisconsin. And I've become good friends with their president. We talk pretty much every day. And Joe got on the phone with him as well and talked with him about this. And we took their base concept and added some of that Irwin magic to it and built it out. And it's really become a fun project for us to take on, but it's also really serious why we're doing it and why we wanted to do it. And it's a thing. I was just on a call this morning with Joe and Doug talking about this, and we're going to talk daily, I think, as we move through this match, because it's fluid and we want to continue. If we have a great idea, we want to implement that and inject it into this initiative and turn this virtual match into something really special. And the collaboration that we've had internally on this, getting the idea from another club in our league and building that out to make it fit our community and how we wanted to do things has been really a cool experience. And we're excited to see how this goes forward and encourage certainly everyone in the upstate, businesses, bring your friends virtually out and have a beer together via Zoom. After you purchase your group tickets, it's a great time.
I love it. That's awesome. So we've got the Match to Triumph, which you can learn more about by going to greenvilletriumph.com. All the information is right there. Now, do you mind if we, Chris, real quick, just talk a little bit about what it is that the team and the administration and the coaching are doing? Obviously, we talked a few weeks ago, right after the lockdown started. And we were talking about the situation ongoing with the Triumph in the first couple of weeks. Now that we are, a couple of months deep into this lockdown, can you give us just a little background, a little insight into what the coaches, the players are doing with the downtime?
For sure. Super proud of John and his staff, the technical staff, and how they've handled this. Really proud of our players and how they've handled this. They've been great in terms of helping us with engagement with the community, with our fan base, with our corporate partners. So they've been doing that in terms of quote off the pitch type things. One of the real kind of bright spots for us in the last couple of weeks has been the guys have been able to return to the training ground at Bob Jones and train in small groups. They can't be groups bigger than four. And each player kind of has to have his own special quadrant area on the training ground. But they've been able to get out, and the coaches can't go out and give them real technical instruction. They can only kind of go and observe and make sure that all of the safety protocols and sanitizing and things are being taken care of. But they did a great job of setting up a rotating schedule. The guys come out there really in apartments and groupings since they're living together. They're coming out and training that way. They're observing social distancing protocols and all of the safety protocols that the league's put out and that we've instituted as a club for them. but they're getting touches on the ball, and they're able to, they're able to get out on the field and do something outside of the grass and green spaces in their apartment complex. So I think that's been a real step, and it's been a great, it's been great for them mentally. John, again, and his staff have been doing a tremendous job with trying to keep them mentally sharp by doing some video breakdown and game breakdowns where he gets on the phone with them and gets on Zooms with them. And they do Zoom workouts now that gyms are open and things. We're very fortunate with our partnership with KP, the KP Factory, and Ryan Mackey and his team there, KP Performance. And they're going there and working out, getting their workouts in. They had done Zoom workouts together a couple times a week prior to the gym's opening. So, and just the other day, Wednesday, we did a full club call that had all the players on it, the staff on it, to walk through Match to Triumph. So it was some neat interaction, and it was a way for everybody in the club to see each other and interact a little bit. So we continue to work with the league. I'm on the phone with the league probably just about every day. I am talking to my colleagues and fellow presidents just about every day. And we still remain focused on trying to work out a scenario where we can have some form of a season this year.
And that was going to be the next question, obviously. I mean, listen, I one of the things we talked about on the show the other day, Chris Lewis of the Greenville Triumph joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate, is that I see a lot of these colleges and universities specifically starting to say, well, you know, we're going to do this, and we're going to have this football, and we don't know. And I'm going, I just don't know what information we're basing that on. So for somebody that is in a role to kind of oversee and help make those calls, How are you judging information based on when y'all can get back onto the pitch or not? And also, yes, I recognize that I said y'all and pitch in the same sentence, and I don't apologize for that.
Hey, Southern soccer, my man. It's a collaborative effort, and there are people far brighter than me, thankfully, who are navigating this and providing a lot of the information. But like I said, we are on the phone as a president's group in our league at least twice a week as a group. There are a lot of individual conversations. We're on the phone with the league at various different times, probably once a day at least, if not more than that. And they have – there's a national task force that kind of falls under the U.S. soccer, and that's includes MLS folks, NWSL folks, folks from the championship level just above us, League One representatives. And then we have our own League One task force within that. And they're getting information from the CDC, they're gathering information from local health authorities in each of the markets. And it's trying to aggregate all of it and collate it and put it into a form where we can start to assess, first and foremost, when would it be safe? And will it be safe in a time frame that we could go and play matches for players, fans, staff, officials, et cetera? So there's a lot of grinding of numbers and looking at trends and looking at all the data and information that really changes daily. And we're going to get to a point where, we're going to have to decide based on a calendar and certainly based on viability and sustainability. What works, but first and foremost, it's looking at what's going to be safe and how can, if we can do this, how can we do it and come back? Because obviously our league is a little bit different than some of the Bundesliga and some of the other leagues that we're hearing may come back, and that we don't have a TV revenue deal. So, playing to closed stadiums means a little something different for us than it may at the MLS level or at a European league level. But those are all things that we continue to monitor, and we're still hopeful that that a season will happen for 2020 at some point when it's safe and appropriate.
We are speaking with Mr. Chris Lewis here on the Rob Brown Show. Chris is the president of the Greenville Triumph Soccer Club. Chris, I appreciate your time as always, man. It's great to have you on, and we'll continue talking about the Match to Triumph. We'll bring you back on again a little closer towards the end date for that, which is June 12th, if memory serves me correctly. We'll get you back on to talk about that, and hopefully next time we're talking, maybe a little bit more soccer talk and a little less hellscape. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Again, to your listening audience and everyone in the Upstate, if you can help out and purchase a ticket for this virtual match and be a part of the fun, because it's really turning into something that's fun as well as impactful, we highly encourage you to do it. And Rob, I cannot wait for the day that I can see some Rob Brown antics in our supporter section at a match.
I apologize in advance, Chris. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all good, my man.
I love it. Thank you, brother. Chris Lewis, the president of the Greenville Triumph, right here on the Rob Brown Show to talk a little bit about the match for Triumph. Again, if you want to learn more, you can go to www.greenvilletriumph.com. We got to run to a break. Remember, coming up at 4 o'clock today, our senior sports spotlight, Mark Ryan, will have our next host, our next senior sports athlete on. Had one lineup today, unfortunately fell through. I'm trying to effort another senior sports nominee here on the Rob Brown Show. We will keep working on that. But we are highlighting the careers, the accomplishments, both on and off the field and in the classroom, of our local high school seniors from around the upstate. We have been having a blast doing that. These kids are absolutely fantastic. So stay tuned for the next round of Senior Sports Spotlight. And, of course, still looking for your nominations. If you know a high school senior who should be nominated for our Senior Sports Spotlight, just go to www.espnupstate.com, click on the Senior Sports Spotlight button, and make your nominations there. Back after this, Robin, Tim, and you on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tim just looked me in the face and said, "What's your kind of favorite food?" All of them, Tim. Look at me. That's why I am working with my friends over at PhD Weight Loss, because I like all the foods and I have to stop.
But you have a preference.
Yeah.
Which one?
Eating. Pick one. All right, here you go. My go-to is chicken wings. That's my go-to. If it's just one of those spots where I'm like bored and just want food, I more often than not, I'm a chicken wing guy. I love good wings. And that's one of the things that's going to get asked on the show at some point down the road is going to be, where do I get wings around here? And the best part, we've done who has the best dog, we've done who has the best burger, we've done who has the best pizza. I'm saving that one for football season, because Sunday is wing day. Every day of football season, Sunday is wing day. So I'm waiting for that moment And as soon as I get clearance to be able to add wings back into my diet, you would better believe I'm going to be doing what's the best wings in the upstate. And I expect the text line is going to, like, the server for the text computer is going to have smoke coming out of it because of how, like, people love arguing in a city who has the best wings. What's your go-to? Because now I feel bad that I spent that long talking about wings without asking you.
I was wondering, because I'm a burger guy.
You're the burger guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you know, I have not asked you. Where's the best burger in town?
Oh, man.
Let me phrase that. In the upstate, surrounding area, where's the best burger?
The best burger I've had, it would have to be because I love the bacon that comes with it. It's buttermilk bacon. It's Bad Daddy's. I love Bad Daddy's.
All right. I have heard of that place a couple of times.
Oh, right down the road?
Yeah, I've heard of that a couple of times. I like it. All right, here's what we got to do because I'm way, way, way behind on time. We got to take our next break. We'll come back. We'll do a regular segment to end this hour of the show. We'll jump into hour number two, and I got all sports line. That's not true. I have sports and other non-sports shenanigans. Discord server's up and running. If you'd like to jump into the Discord server and chat with us, send me a text to 7301 that says ESPN password. I'll send you the link, and you can join us and talk live with listeners of the Rob Brown Show around the clock. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wrapping up hour number one as Tim continues playing the bangers here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. We have got a ton of stuff to get to in hour number two, including a continuation of the story that Tim and I opened the show with today, and that is Chipper Jones, Larry Wayne.
Larry.
Larry Wayne was in the news, and Larry Wayne is the most country name of a baseball player ever. Good old Larry Wayne Jones from down the road in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't say that mocking Larry Wayne. I have had Larry Wayne on my show in the past, and he is awesome. Chipper is the best, man. Chipper is gold. Anyway, Chipper came out and said that people, especially at a point where we've got 30-plus million unemployed people and how many tens of millions more who were taking less money in their job during the COVID-19 pandemic, don't want to hear about baseball players being sad over losing a few million dollars. And this is one of those really awkward moments, Tim, because there's two parts to this story. Number one, good old Larry Wayne's right. Most of us don't want to hear your sob story over losing a few million bucks. But on the flip side, if you don't think I can put myself into the shoes of a baseball player and go, $2.5 million is a lot of money that I don't want to give up, please and thank you. Now, we did have a text that came in earlier that said, professional sports don't get played all the time because of financial differences. What do you think player strikes are about? Right, I get it. The point that I was making here is that a player strike over finances during the pandemic, when everybody is begging for sports to come back, even though it is kind of silly. Right? Let's be real. I love sports more than most people. I've made a career out of sports. I love sports very much. But at the end of the day, they're not important, right? They're important. They're not really important. And so, yes, it is a little silly to be caught up in sports coming back as the most important thing. But to a lot of people, it kind of is. To a lot of people, it kind of is. So it's just, it's a weird, touchy situation when you start bringing the money into it. And yeah, I know we've had lockouts, but normally those lockouts come at a point where life is, what's the word, normal? Mm-hmm. And it's not right now.
No, absolutely not. And problem is where you start to lose most of America is players like Bryce Harper, who's signed a, $350 million contract, saying he's not going to take a pay cut. Like, seriously? Can't help out any at all. You're not going to take a pay cut whatsoever because you're that greedy and want that much money for yourself. And it's just like, that's just where you lose. That's where you lose me.
I get it. I really do. It's tough from a spot, especially where the majority of us won't earn 1 year of Mike Trout's salary in our entire life, right? That's just how it works. For him, not that he's doing, I'm just using him as a hypothetical. For him to go, yeah, I'm not going to take half of that $120 million. I'm only going to take 60. But I got to tell you, man, if I asked you, do you want 60 million or zero, you'd say obviously 60 million. So why is it because he already has 60 that wanting 60 more is bad? If you need me that bad on the field to play normal baseball to make that money, I want my cut. I'm just saying, I understand where the players come from. We'll talk about this more during the show. Rob, Tim, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.